So part of the concept here is separating the feelings from the behavior. Whatever you feel, you feel. You may not like it that your kid is angry, but, you know, kid's angry. It is. Punching the wall, swearing at you, throwing things, that's behavior that you're in a whole different thing. That's not okay. Feeling angry with you, okay. You may not like that. You may wish it weren't so. Yeah, it's okay. Feelings are. Okay? Feelings are a biological messaging system. And what feelings do, and some of this comes from the world of dialectical behavior therapy, if anyone's familiar with that. But feelings have information. What they're designed to do is get your attention. Hey, there's something here that's not quite right. Pay attention. That's really useful. It's an important part of how we survive. Okay? So when you recognize feelings have information, okay, they're often not personal. The behavior makes them get directed in ways that feel very personal. But behavior is information. I mean, feelings are information. Okay, behavior is different. So separating behavior and feelings, really important. And the way that Chaim Gounod talks about this and the How to Talk women talk about it, Faber-Maslisch, is be permissive of feelings, strict with behavior.